Working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Vassar will start with the ball to start the second quarter. They trail 9-11 to the hosting Kansas City Redhawks as Noel fields it over to Callahan in the left block. He goes up for the shot, and he is fouled, and he'll be going to the line for two shots. This will be the sixth team foul against Kansas City. Rest of the way out for the quarter, Vassar will be shooting at least one free throw as this foul goes against number 14, Hunter Vaughn, his first foul. Like we said, team six at the free throw line, Trey Callahan, who has a pretty good touch with the ball. And I spoke too soon as he misses the first one. Still 11-9, Cassidy by two, as he misses both of them.
Okay, then. That's crazy because he's 83% while I had him.
Wilson to Bogert, top of the key, wide open three, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Wilson. Vassar offensively rebounding quite well compared to a poor first quarter on the boards. Only one rebound. At the right wing is Noel dribbling. Loses a shoot, drives into the lane, and it's brought in by number five, Darren Miller. Here comes Kansas City. Noel picks up his shoe. Kansas City on the baseline. That'd be Brad Hacker. Feeds it back out to the left wing to Stanton Cuthrell. The three is short. Rebound brought in by Hunter Vaughn. Still fighting in there, and Wilson ends up with it for Vassar. In transition, down to number 21. Caleb Weisenberger, a little out of control, and he steps out of bounds with it, and this will be a Vassar turnover. Substitution Cass City, Logan Schenk and Chase Winter check in, replaces number 14, Hunter Vaughn, and that would be number 10. Nope, that's not number 10.
A little bit of a token press that the Vulcans are putting on right now.
Cass City still not across the timeline. Vassar going with the trap zone, finally that break it. Goes into the lane, would be number 12. Stanton Cuthrell with his first points of the night. He has two, Kansas City by four, 13-9, 6:45 left in the second.
And that's how you beat a press.
Weisenberger to Bogert, into the corner to Noel, being guarded by Hacker. Down the baseline, and we have a whistle. And it appears he stepped out of bounds. Substitution Kansas City, Nick Perry replaces Brad Hacker. Third turnover for the Vulcans tonight. They trail by four, 13-9, 6:30 before the half is over. Vassar showing press again. It's a trap in the corners. Perry goes right into it, but breaks it. Over to Schenk, short corner on the baseline. Jump shot's no good. Rebound brought in, though, by Chase Winter. He can't get the put back to fall, and it will be two shots for Chase Winter. Has not scored in the night, has not attempted a free throw. Foul goes against Trey Callahan for Vassar. That's his first and only the team's fourth. So now we break for action for Chase Winter. The righty's free throw no good off to the right. Score remains 13-9, 6:19 left in the first half. Second free throw's up, and this one's off the mark as well. Rebound brought in by Noel. Here comes Vassar. Noel, top of the key, from being guarded by Perry from a distance. Now at the left wing, dribbles down to the left block and is blocked away. And Chase Winter scoops it up for Kansas City. He now has it at the right wing to Schenk in the short corner. Into the deep corner, that'll be Stanton Cuthrell for three, no good. Rebound, Schenk turns, hook shot, no good. Rebound, still loose and brought in by Trey Callahan.
That was a good possession for Cassidy, by the way. They had the shots they wanted.
And three chances at it. Wilson at the left wing to Noel in the corner. Back to Wilson. Around the perimeter to the top of the key to Bogert, right wing. Back to, that'd be number 21, Weisenberger. Back to Noel against Nick Perry from 12 feet. 5:20 left in the second quarter, 13-9, Cass City by four. Noel gets a screen from Bogert, dives to the left side of the lane, over to Wilson, left wing for three. Air ball and rebound, Logan Schenk, and we have a whistle. This will be a foul against Kvasser, fifth team foul. And the foul goes against Trey Callahan, his second quick foul. Substitution for Cass City would be Shane Perzanowski.
You know, Clark, I have absolutely no clue why Vassar is setting up for the three-point shot, because they're 17% at that kind of area. That's not going to cut it. It's almost like having a turnover.
Cass City will be inbounding, facing a full-court press from Vassar. Nick Perry breaks it with ease. Guarding against Gaughan as a few slew of Vassar's Vulcans checked in just recently. Schenk gets the rebound, and it's still loose on the floor. Feeds it to Perzanowski at the free throw line, down to the right block to Perry. And we have a whistle. It'll be on the floor. It's 16 foul against Vassar. Foul goes against number 25 for Vassar. That's Luke Bogert. His first. Rest of the way out. At least one free throw for both teams. The remaining 4 minutes, 56 seconds in the first half. Perzanowski inbounding. And it's stolen right away on the inbound by number 22, Stephen Heck, going the other way. In the corner is Gaughan, double-teamed by Cass City. Feeds it down the baseline, and it's still loose. And they're going to say Vassar ball underneath thrown hoop, right side of your radio.
Gaughan had the presence of mind to go ahead and hit it off a Cass City player. The problem was it took about three or four or five bounces to finally complete the job.
Gaughan inbounds down inside the lane to Heck, and it's stolen away by Nick Perry, a loose ball. That's the fourth turnover for Vassar. Both teams with four turnovers, in fact. 4.5 to play in the second. Perzanowski, right wing, being guarded by Macon. Picks up his dribble, back out to Schenk, right elbow. Inside the lane to Perry, give and go. He goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. Seventh team foul against Vassar. And the foul goes against number 44, Garrett Gaughan. So that's his second foul. At the line is Nick Perry shooting two. He has 2 points, which came in the first quarter. Has not attempted a free throw. Cassidy is 0 for 2 from the free throw line. And he made that one. Another substitution for Cassidy. Number 12, Sandon Cathrell, sits down, replaced by number 11, Brad Hacker. Hacker, a senior. At the free throw line is Nick Perry shooting his second. And it's as good as the first. 2 for 2 on that trip to the charity stripe. Now we have a 30-second timeout called by Jacob Mayhew and the Vassar Vulcans here on the WLAW Sports Network. Cass City leading 15-9.
At Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area community does not end with the heat. The warmth of their local hometown service endures all year long. Kohler Propane provides service to residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, with service only a local company can provide. Kohler Propane serves customers throughout the entire Thumb area, with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's is large enough to provide competitive propane pricing, yet small enough to treat each customer personally. Ask Kohler Propane about their pre-buy, price cap, and budget programs. Call 1-888-950-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
Vassar calls their second timeout of the night. 30-second timeout with 4:20 left in the second. They trail by 6 points, 15-9. Ties Cassidy's largest lead of the night. Skip pass to the left wing to Noel. Cassidy coming out in a 2-3 zone now. Into the corner to Gaughan. Pulls up, mid-range jump shot, no good. It could have been a runner. He gets his own rebound, puts it in for 2 points. 15-11, Cassidy leading by four. And facing a cold full-court press from Vassar. Brad Hacker breaks it. Going in his Hecht over to Schenk. He can't bring it in. And it's into the hands,
Mr. Gaughan,
of Garrett Gaughan, number 44. Pulls up for three, left wing. He got it.
That's what he's noted for.
5 straight points for Garrett Gaughan, and we have a 1-point ball game, 15-14. 3.5 left in the second.
Gaughan played most of the season on the JV.
That's right, yeah.
And last week.
When we were watching them against the Lakers.
Yes.
Logan Schenk at the high post. Back out for a long two is number 22, Chase Winner. That does not fall, and we have a whistle away from the ball. And this will